Tess Woods is a Perth-based author in contemporary fiction. Not only that, she's also the director of the inaugural Festival of Fiction, which is taking place here next month. The festival, which is new, is going to bring together almost 400 readers and writers from around the country for one amazing day in Perth. Tess joins us on the phone now to not only talk about the new book that's filled with drama and romance, which is The Venice Hotel, but also to talk about the festival. Good morning, Tess.
Hello, how you going?
Hey, I'm going great, but you are one busy critter.
I know.
First of all, tell us about the book. Am I the reader you were thinking would pick it up?
No. You are not my target audience. You're about it anyway. So it's a story of four women, four very different women who find themselves at a small boutique hotel on the canals of Venice, and it's set over the 12 days of Christmas. And over those 12 days, their lives intertwine and unravel, and it's a bit of a mystery, and not everyone who checks into the hotel checks out again.
Well, Tess, my jealousy is just totally, and envy is just totally overwhelming on this one. I'm sorry, dude, I've got to call you out. Research in San Marco, Venice? Like, seriously, dude, I mean, come on. So the story goes you were walking the hidden lanes of San Marco and Venice when you came up with the idea for this book. And if you didn't come up with an idea for something, there's something wrong with you. And it was inspired by the many characters you met on that trip. Tell us about those stories.
Yes, it was. So it's funny because people do ask me why I set a story in Venice. And my answer is, if you could get a tax deductible flight to Venice, why wouldn't you?
Right, spot on, like way to work the employment angle.
Right. So I actually went to Venice thinking I would tell a kind of foodie, romancy story. And it wasn't until I got there and started interviewing the people on the streets and in the water and the artisans who were making masks and jewellery and gelato shop owners and chefs and hotel owners and gondolieres and all those people that I realised it had to be a very different story to what I set out to write, because all of them, like literally every last one of them, when I told them I was writing a book about Venice, was saying, are you going to say that we're sinking? Are you going to say our city's drowning? Are you telling people that, you know, like the end is nigh for us? So it ended up being much more an environmental story than what I wanted to tell. And also just their disdain for tourism. I had no idea that it was like that. And, you know, they are just so angry at the hordes of tourists that are descending on the city every day and pounding those centuries-old pavers and helping the city sink faster, really.
It's a bizarre form of tourism, isn't it, that people just flock there to cooperate with that destroying it?
Yeah, and most 75% of people that visit Venice don't actually stay overnight. So it is people just turning up, taking selfies, getting back on a boat and leaving. So I think that's the kind of, that's what I wanted to shine a light on in this book.
But it can't be all a bitterness from the tourism. There must be some people that are enjoying the high life.
Yes. And I think also they are very keen for tourists if tourists are going to stay in the city. So
right.
You're going to stay in the hotels and you're going to eat at their restaurants and you're going to buy genuine Venetian masks and jewellery, not, Chinese knockoffs. And you're not going to stay in an Airbnb. That's the kind of tourism that Venice needs. It's not a doom and gloom book. There's a lot of pasta and gelato and love and all that kind of stuff too.
I didn't get to Venice when I was up that way. Is it very expensive compared to the rest of Italy, considering that they're sort of trying to keep those day travellers away?
Yeah, no, it's not. It is really equivalent to the rest of Italy. What they tried to do in 2023 to keep the day travellers away was impose a tax on day travellers. They made it €5 and they ended up with more travellers going to Venice in 2023 than any previous year. So I think they need to make that tax a little bit higher. I don't think €5 is enough to turn people off going for a day trip.
€5 is pretty tentative. I mean, Come on, make an effort here, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Tess, give us a bit of a view into your history. What sparked your love for book writing and maybe for your love of this genre of writing? I actually believe you're a pretty hefty reader yourself.
I am. I love to read, and I've always been a really passionate reader. I'm a physiotherapist, so I've got a clinic in Perth, and I was actually pretty busy running my clinic and raising my kids when an idea for my first book just came out of left field and hit me. And I felt compelled to write this, to tell this story. And amazingly, my first book was picked up by a big publishing house and published. So I've been on that journey ever since. But I am a very passionate reader. I've always loved to read contemporary fiction. I love a book that's an escape from the daily grind, which is why I tend to read mostly fiction. And, I've been incredibly fortunate that everything I've written has gone to print.
Well, I mean, it's no small publisher being picked up by Penguin Random House.
Mm. No, it's been pretty amazing. I was actually picked up, my first book was picked up by HarperCollins, which is also a huge publisher. Then I was headhunted for the fourth book by Penguin, so that was very exciting too.
What, mate? Yeah. Now, we mentioned in the introduction about the inaugural Festival of Fiction. Give us the inside run on that one.
Well, that kind of, I'm directing that by accident, to be honest, because I live in the city of Joondalup, and I joined a community choir that they had going with Joondalup Festival. And then when we did our performance at the end of that, the person from the city of Joondalup who had organised the community choir said, if anyone has any good ideas for what would be good cultural events for the city of Joondalup, feel free to email me. So I thought, a really good idea would be a literary festival, because we don't have anything like that in the north of the city. And I emailed and got, he didn't reply for months. So I thought it was all over. And then I got a reply out of the blue saying, we think a literary festival is a great idea and we'd like you to direct it. So then, of course, I had to direct it because I couldn't say no after I was the one that suggested it.
Well, you could have, but...
I could have, but I would have felt bad. So I found myself doing this. What I did insist on, though, was that if I was directing it, I was going to have full creative control of it, because I really wanted to have a festival that celebrates popular fiction, because it's hard for popular fiction authors to get a gig at literary festivals. They tend to be more for non-fiction, poets, journalists, politicians, seems to be everyone, and literary fiction writers, seems to be everyone except for us.
Kind of serious and stuffy a little bit.
Yes, that's right.
Not dissing them, we're not putting it down, love writers' festivals, but...
Well, just different. we are very lucky in Perth, though, because Writing WA have actually supported popular fiction authors, so Perth tends to be the exception to this rule. I just really wanted a platform to bring writers from around Australia who are writing popular fiction. And to be honest, keeping the publishing industry alive is popular fiction. So it's nice to have a festival that celebrates that.
So when's this taking place then?
It's happening very soon. It's on Saturday, October the 19th. We sold out in a day, so that was very
Holy
exciting.
Heck.
Showed that there was a need for this. So next year we're actually going 4 times as large so we've got 1 auditorium for a day this year, but we're going to 2 auditoriums running concurrently over 2 days next year. So it's going to be pretty amazing and just, get it going from strength to strength, which is very exciting.
That sounds fantastic. And heck, can people participate online? Is it going to be...
Not this year, but we're hoping they can next year. But if people do want to be part of this, I really encourage them to jump on early for next year after our one day sellout this year. If they follow the Festival of Fiction on Instagram or join our Facebook group, or hop onto our website, they'll be able to see, they'll be the first to see when tickets go on sale for next year and be able to get in fast.
Wow, that is the way to go, book ahead a year ahead. You know you've got a popular event when that sort of thing's going down. Tess, obviously we don't have to wish you any luck for the inaugural festival because that's just happening. And nor do we need to wish you luck on the success of the Venice Hotel. I'm sure, well, I mean, with it's like a book club notes in the back even. Damn, heck, this book's got something in there for everyone.
Thank you so much.
But Tess, you do have to promise me one thing. Next time you're going into a bit of research for the next book, I'm a fantastic research assistant. Without doubt.
Bag carrier.
Perfect. Perfect.
All of that kind of stuff. Okay, excellent.
Yep. Accurate typer. You know, so, do give me a call.
Absolutely, first on the list.
Tess Wood, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Record.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was Perth author and organiser of the inaugural Joondalup Festival of Fiction. So make sure you get in ahead for next year. Talking to us there about that festival and the book, The Venice Hotel, available through Penguin Random House.